So when patients are making decisions about treatment, some people sort of think, you know, patient, simple, makes the choice. Others think, actually, we make the choice. And in some contexts we do, if patients have got bigger cancers, and it wouldn't necessarily be as safe to offer them a choice in those circumstances. But a lot of the time, it's a mixture. Patients come as complex beings, obviously. They're not just a simple little sort of a blank piece of canvas in front of you. They come with their own baggage. They've got all sorts going on. They've got what they think about breast cancer, perhaps from experiences of friends and family. They have their own preferences for how their body is. If they've never liked their breasts, then they may not feel so badly about losing them, or they may have different types of fears, fears about cancer recurrence, fears about losing their breasts and changing their physical image. And these things all sort of work together to alter the way that people feel about the decision about whether or not to have mastectomy or conservation. And we are part of a wider set of external influences over people's choices. There's all sorts going on in the background, jobs, family, dependent relatives, the media as well. But in our interviews, we found very much the communication and the information that passed between patients and professionals was very key in the sort of decisions that people were making. And as professionals, we hold a great deal of sway. So people had these preferences and internal influences of their own, but also they very much wanted to trust the professional who they were hoping was going to cure them. And what we said was very important to them and very powerful in terms of the types of decisions that they were making.